Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Roberto Firmino is being linked with Juventus, which I think it makes absolute perfect sense. I'm amazed he's not been linked with Barcelona, to be perfectly honest, because they're clearly in the market for footballers they can't afford. Yeah. Good footballers they can't afford. The Mirror saying we would consider a sale. I haven't heard too much around this at all, so I'm not too worried, if I'm being honest. I think it would be a bit of a mad move for Liverpool to let him go. Not that I think he's going to be a 50-game-a-season starter for Liverpool anymore, Ross, but I think we've got a good balance there in what our attacking options are. If you let Roberto Firmino go, I don't think you can replace what he could be to this squad for the money you're going to get for him, but also you're adding more gambles, I think, to your front line.
Yeah, 20 million was the rumoured fee, and I don't know whether that's too much of a gamble to, like you said, what he would bring. I think for me, the perception of Firmino, what he is, or what he was and what he is now, has changed slightly. So, you know, I absolutely adore the man to pieces, but I think he's maybe moved down in the pecking order in terms of being a squad player rather than a first-team starter. Because of the amount of football that we play, he doesn't need to play 3 games every single week, which is what he was doing when we run him into the ground. But just the fact of, like, you know, we've lost Origi, we've lost Taki, so you've lost, like, your kind of third, fourth choice forward, essentially, or maybe even fifth, actually.
Seventh and eighth.
But Bobby would be fourth or fifth, wouldn't he? So you're bringing him on in games, or he's playing twice a week, or even once a week. It just seems daft. And then you have to go shopping for someone else to go on to replace that. How much is that costing you? Is it the right step? And I think there's loads of games that suit Bobby Firmino that we play. Maybe those big European ties, we need him to sit on a defensive midfielder, or, you know, his pressing is exceptional. So I think he had loads of injuries last season, and again, I think the perception of him, a bit like Salah, really, he's, you know, when he's not playing well, he's like, done with him, but he's like, let's get someone else in. That's just not the case. And it was the same with Mane, first half, the second half of the last season.
He's going to benefit from having a pre-season and having a rest. And I think, if he doesn't go to the World Cup, I think that could benefit his career immensely as well. I think Liverpool can afford, now with the Salah stuff boxed and all the other lads boxed, this year's, I think, is an important year for Roberto Firmino. Is this his Adam Lallana season, where it's like, mate, you know, we built a lot of what we've done on you. You've been a great servant to the club, albeit he's well better than Adam Lallana, but you take my point on this. The squad's evolved past you, and you're starting to break down a little bit, so we can't trust you to be playing loads of games anyway. You'll come in, you can certainly have an impact. Or the alternative is, you know, he's never had pace. If he can stay fit, then Roberto Firmino is going to be the same player next season as he's going to be the season after that, and the season after that, and the season after that. And maybe you reach a point as the season progresses, you see how happy is he with his squad role and how fit he is, and you can afford to just let this run its course a little bit before deciding where to move on it.
Yeah, agreed. And we have had a little bit of a snapshot of what life would look like without him, because he's not been available much last season. And if you look at his contribution last season to all the previous ones, it's been the least from him. There are a couple of games where you can highlight he made a difference, but that in itself doesn't give you justification for a new contract, if you like. So it could be that it comes down to him, for the points you've just said about his squad role. You know, he is dropping down the pecking order, as you quite rightly say. Is he going to get a new contract? Probably not, or very, very different terms. I think the question is, as you ask him how he feels, I think he's earned that right to be asked that question.
Yeah.
And if the decision is that he fancies a change, because he's been in the Premier League a long time, he's been at the football club a long time, the money that you get for him just gets banked. You can't buy a replacement for him. You can't buy a replacement anyway, because he's unique, he's a one-off. So don't go and try and buy model number two for me, though, because you can't do it. It just means we change our shape slightly, which Nunes is probably going to mean we do anyway because of the way he plays. So it's an interesting one. I kind of think that he'll play a big part in the decision the club makes.
Yeah. Isn't the timing of it really funny, the fact that Salah's done? It's just like, who's out of contract next season? Let's link X, you know, striker with someone else. It's something else to talk about. And as Steve said, you know, I think, is it him, Ox, Keita and Salah, I think it was, maybe one of others, who are out of contract next season? So, you know, this is the next stage of, like you said, do you offer him a contract? And I think what you said before, if Kobe wasn't here, I think he might have gone as well.
I mean, I think about for me, he should be our Dennis Bergkamp. You know, he should just be allowed to just basically retire at the football club if he wants. But it'll depend on what he. It just depends on what he wants. He doesn't strike me as.
He said he's happy, didn't he?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. Well, you know, because what happens when you're in the crux of the season? There's a lot of football to play, so he's going to play a lot of football, provided he's fit. It doesn't strike me as the lads who will go. He'd be 31 in October. He's ready to go back to Brazil. You know, he strikes me as someone who could go and do a couple of years in Spain if he wanted to, at a good level, at a really good level. Or go and do Italy, or go and do the Bundesliga, or whatever. Mm. I mean, he's done the Bundesliga, so whether he's got a burning urge to go back there, I doubt. But, you know, I mean, like Lucas has just gone back to Gremio, but he left us, had a good, 4 years or whatever at Lazio, and has then moved on from there. You see, Tevez did it later, Max Rodriguez did it later, and it is a very, South Americans is a very well-trodden path to do a season or two at the end of your career, kind of closer to home. I don't think that doesn't feel right for me, for Bobby Firmino. So I could see him extending, but I could see this being a bit more like Milner, kind of like,
year at a time.
Yeah, I mean, unless someone puts a really concrete offer on the table for him and it forces Liverpool into action, I just don't see there's a rush. I guarantee this will be done by the end of the week, haven't
this afternoon. Or you give him 2 years and at least you've got a bit of value there as well. If someone comes in for him next season, it won't be run down.
Yeah, but it's, you know, Liverpool might have, as I say, might have evolved beyond them, and this might be the point where you'll see, because if he can make an impact off the bench, it is. I think it's one of the things Cyberundish was saying again on that show last week, that he is very good off the bench, and if he's the kind of guy who can replace what Divock was doing, so he's a game changer. So with 10-15 minutes to go, you're bringing him on, and he's at, whether it's a goal or whether it's just a bit of magic, then that's cool, and we might need a little bit of that. But to the point, what's the point?
Five subs as well. So, you know, you've got options there, haven't you? With that,
yeah. Just hurts because he was the system, wasn't he?
Yeah, but it's great that he's not the system anymore. Course, yeah. You don't want one footballer who's the system, because that, and particularly one 31-year-old footballer who's had his first really injury hit season, because that is an indicator. One of Cy's points was about how you judge it on the two previous seasons. So that last season might be an outlier. It might just be a culmination of a bunch of things going wrong, but it could be the first warning sign of, this is like when your engine management light starts to come on a few times and you get something fixed and something else goes. This could be the beginning of the end of Bobby Firmino. I personally would be giving it 6 months at least and saying, how do you like it? How do we like you? If it's the same, what are you prepared to accept? Are you happy to stay on the same wage? Would you take a pay cut to stay at Liverpool a bit more? Yeah, we'll have to see. Again, Barcelona being a mess probably helps us in our case to get what we want best out of this, because I think Barca would have been all over Firmino in any other previous era. But I don't know that they can, you know, by the time we get around to Christmas and beyond, they've probably spunk what little budget. They've probably sold. They'll have sold half of the seats to like Real Madrid for a few bob to generate.
Just got a massive sponsor with Spotify, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Spotify New Camp.
Well, they've just sold the X% of their TV revenues for the next 10 years or whatever to raise some funds for today. It's
278
stupid.
Million
They're
euros.
Fucked. They are fucked.
Is it not that for every euro they spend, they're in some kind of a financial embargo that they have to, for every one they spend,
that's
they have
the
to shed
rules,
two.
Though, isn't it? I think
they have to do away with two.
They're fucked.
So
fucked.
One step forward, two steps back, isn't it?
Yeah. Stupid. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that segment from this week's Summer Transfer Show. If you want more, head over to redmenplus.com, where we are also discussing, of course, the re-signing of Mohamed Salah and why not only is it just a good deal for Liverpool and for him, but Obviously, what Liverpool have done is created an incredible campaign around it. Why is he holding the 11 shirt? Well, we'll talk about that in more depth and detail. Also, the potential of Fabio Carvalho. And we had a good old laugh at Manchester United and Cristiano Ronaldo handing in a transfer request. That's all over right now in video and in podcast form over on redmenplus.com. Go over there, sign up and enjoy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.